This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but it's Friday!
Work it, make it, do it, make sense, harder, better, faster.
Have a great Friday, you...
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Boom.
The Radio Alice Report.
Ah, it's party.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice.
It is nice. Mm-hmm. I saw a thing this morning as I was looking over the news, and it seems the vaccine's getting around everyone.
Ooh.
The news on that front is good, as it's like many
states. My kids
states
have their appointment.
Oh, good. Is that true?
We're going to be fully vaccinated. Oh, so
that's
excited.
Great. Yeah, I really feel like now that they've opened it up for everyone, there's probably going to be a bottleneck of appointments here initially.
Yep.
But this is where we really start to pace up. Let's get this done, everybody. And if you needed inspiration, by the way.
And I always do.
A new study found getting COVID increases your odds of developing ED by 600%.
What?
You lose so all your, you tough you guys out there who have
excitement?
Decided you're not falling for it, you may lose the ability to raise your flag, so to speak. If you
I got to talk to my brother and my dad and find out if they're having any trouble with that. 60% chance of ED.
No. It increases your odds of developing ED by 600%.
Oh, 600%. Well, 600%. I'll be sure to check 100%. Yeah. My mom and dad are at the vaccination center right now getting their second shot.
Oh, so they're actually doing it.
They are. Yes. They're the only ones, though.
And was that a condition of your visit, your you know, you possibly planning a visit over there?
No, I wouldn't put that. I'm going to be fully vaccinated, and I'm going to wear a mask.
Either
when
way,
when I'm not at the house, so it's right. You know, I'm all sure right. I'll be laughed out of Florida. Oh well, see you soon.
Right,
I'll be home, I guess.
Right. Well, whatevs. Right. Hey, I just want to mention this because I do know it happened in the world, and I think you should too. Another freaking shooting happened last night. 8 dead in Indianapolis at a FedEx facility. The suspected gunman is dead, so it's not an active shooter situation. And, you know, once again, they'll pursue a motive, but I don't know what comfort we'll find in any of that.
Yeah, motive, it doesn't matter that much to the 8 people who are dead.
And there were others injured as well. So that's front page news today, and we'll get more info as we get it, and I'll pass
it
along.
Boy, I really didn't miss these during the pandemic. Nope. It seems like they're back in strength. Can we please stop that? This is just...
Depression may be worse than ever, though, so I don't know what... You know, you can't... There's never going to be a good reason. So all we can do is assume depression plays a role in stuff like this, and that it's and that makes it sort of inexplicable. You know?
I just think it's, you know, bat-ass crazy. I mean,
well, right, but that's That's what I'm talking about.
It's amazing.
I'm not talking about bad day depression. I'm talking about deep, dark, ugly, something this person can't. I don't know.
That's crazy. I can't even go there.
Maybe we could. Someday someone will step forward and say, I know what to do.
Yeah. Can someone? I feel like I know what to do. It's just that it seems so silly that we'd ever get rid of all the guns.
Yeah, this conversation isn't where we need to be on a Friday.
No, I agree. It's a party day. I love fast facts. Oh, my God. You rescued us. You saved us. Just when we thought the ship was going down.
The tango.
Yeah, what about the tango?
The tango was created in brothels in Buenos Aires, Argentina, to act out the relationship between a prostitute and a pimp.
Really?
The tango.
Between the prostitute and her pimp.
That's what they say.
Like, I want to get away from you.
Not a John, a pimp.
I want to get away from you, and you are going to take this rose from me.
Huh, I don't know the tango. Do you know the tango?
I mean, I've seen the tango. I've seen it too. I'll watch it with a different...
But you can't do it, right?
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. No.
Well,
I mean, I can pretend. I know, thanks. I can pretend, you know, it's the whole, you know, the dancing with
nice,
the...
Nice, Sarah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
It's pretty good.
Tango. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now they see.
So I assume what they're saying here is that it's supposed to portray a struggle, right?
Right. You would think, right? Isn't a pimp is your protector, but he's also your torturer. You're beholden to him.
That.
Yeah, no, I agree.
1 out of every 2 million lobsters is blue.
Yeah, I've heard that.
1 in 30 million is yellow-orange color.
Yellow-orange color.
Have you ever eaten one of those?
Nope.
Have you ever eaten a blue one?
You know, I want to say I saw a blue one that no one was going to be allowed to eat him.
Oh.
Like he was alive and he was blue.
It was special.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it was a special lobster.
And 1 in 50. Oh, that's the yellow-orange guy. Would you eat that guy?
Sure. Although it's very rare, so maybe I would feel bad. Look, it doesn't have front claws.
He has small front hands, doesn't he?
Yeah, it looks like they took his claws off, or he's one of those. There's another kind of lobster. It's like a West Coast lobster that has no, or like a Mexico lobster.
But you'd still crack that guy in half and bite his belly, right?
Well, I mean, shouldn't we save the rare ones?
I don't know. I'm asking you. That's what I'm trying to find out from you.
Do they taste better than the regular ones? Because I'd rather just kill a regular one.
All right.
I don't know. I don't want to kill the rare ones.
1 in 50 million lobsters is white.
A white lobster, like an albino lobster?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does it have beady red eyes like albino rabbits do?
I don't know, but would you eat that guy? Would you break him in half and bite him right in the belly?
Vinny, shouldn't we put him on display somewhere in a zoo?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Shouldn't we give him a cushy life with... Oh, God.
Look at that.
He's so white, he's almost purple. Like,
how
he's got a weird lavender.
How delicious does he look?
He actually looks
like
a
bug.
Bottom dweller. They are bugs, so you know. They're bugs.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
They're like insects. They crawl all over the... Well, I don't think it's... I mean, I consider it a bug.
Look at it. It's got antennas.
It has all those arms and legs. Actually, it looks like an arachnid.
How delicious does his face look? Don't you want to bite it?
I don't eat the face, Finn.
What?
I don't eat the face.
Oh, there's a part you don't eat.
Inside the shell, though, do you go from the back?
No, I crack the shell open, and then I scoop out like the meat where the arms are, and then I eat the green stuff or hopefully the red stuff. I like the red stuff.
There's trouble with the trees.
Oh boy, tell me all about it. I love other people's trouble with
trees. Listen to this. It takes 27,000 trees to make all the toilet paper the world goes through in one day.
Jesus, how are we able to keep
up with that? I've never really thought about all the butts in the world that need cleaning and how many trees it takes to do that.
27,000 trees down the toilet every day.
Right.
That's heartbreaking.
The trees are sacrificing big time.
We're doomed. We need to figure out some other way. We need bidets.
I mean, you got to do something. You can't walk around picking your butt all day. That itchy feeling is not attractive. People will be like, what is your deal, dude? Honestly.
There's just so much. The problem is what's going on down there. That needs to be cleaned up. You know, that's sorry, trees, but.
Well, you're on something. The bidets would save the world, I think.
Yeah, they are good. That's
I can't
a
picture
good
those in like a public
device.
Restroom, though. And...
That's true. Yeah.
That would be hard. You got a bidet at your house, Brent?
I do, absolutely, yeah.
You got one?
Yeah, I've had, you know, I got it in like April of 2020. So like.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh,
how's it working out?
We talked about this before. It's great. You know, what's funny is we got two bathrooms and we only all ever use that one bathroom with a bidet because who wants to use even just sitting down? Oh, that's your nice son. I've never seen that before on your face, Vin.
Oh, you can see that happening to me? I'm absolutely like, I'm so bummed. It's coming right out the window.
That is, okay, that's
great selfie light. Take a selfie, please.
It's almost like you're wearing a mask
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm trying to focus, but it's killing me.
Yeah, I know. It's killing me too. Sorry. I interrupted myself.
Mike is on. Oh, it's his camera. His camera is actually. Someone take a screenshot of that. We gotta get
trying
this up
to get
the...
into the view where the camera is blocking my eyes.
That's perfect.
Yes.
You're perfect like that. That is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Did that just pop up?
I noticed
it's coming
it.
Up as we speak. The sun is rising, and it is. It looks like we're gonna have a beautiful. I didn't even do the weather today. It's gonna be a killer weekend, everyone.
Hot, even
sunny.
Right?
And in the 60s and 70s today, higher even tomorrow, we should see, like, San Jose is going to hit the 80s this weekend.
Oh, boy.
That's hot.
Boy, that is
it is hot,
hot
and it's yeah. going to be really nice. And by the way, while we're on this sort of better wave, so to speak, over 70% of Americans are planning in-person events this year. Like, it's
uh-huh.
on. Everyone wants out. Everyone's ready to party. Restaurants and venues, get ready. It's going to be on this summer and
yep.
into the fall and through
Stock
the winter.
Up.
Unless we have some big outbreak.
Don't which, say that.
Well, look, by the way, I was trying to get to the story and then we got sidetracked as we always do. Mm-hmm. Worldwide, there's a lot of big outbreaks happening. Not
yeah.
everyone's getting their vaccines the way we are. And not even every state in our union's getting vaccines the way California is. We're doing great. But that's what's got to happen in order for all this other stuff to happen. Let's get to, you know what I want to do? I want to go to a concert really
yeah.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really bad.
Yeah, I want to throw a 4th of July party really bad.
Oh, well, you're going to, right?
You
going to
come?
Wait, what?
Well, if you're not going to come, I don't know if I'm going to throw it.
Well, I got to ask and figure out. We got a puppy now. Everything's a thing.
If you can
Everything.
Find some place for the puppy, you can stay in my guest house.
I'll talk to the missus about
it. You can't bring the puppy?
Oh, we could bring
cats.
The puppy. You,
no,
Sarah does
you,
that, not
that
want
thing
that.
Would dig my yard up. I can tell. Yep. That puppy's a destructo.
She is a digger, by the way.
She's a destructo
model.
She'll
be in the compost bin now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll just stick her in the greenhouse. She'll be comfortable in there.
Yeah, right. She'll be cooking.
So anyway, now. I think the venues, the hotels, the restaurants that have been, you know, limping for
yes.
the past year, if and that's even a nice way to put it, get ready. Hopefully we're going to see a really big comeback. Don't call it a comeback, but you know.
It's a comeback.
It is a comeback.
Yeah.
Everybody was ready, though, the whole time. It's not like we weren't.
Right. Tap, tap, ready to go.
Right. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Did I even? Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
I meant to do this story, and I didn't get to it.
Just do it. Just
no,
do it. You've got 3 minutes. Do it.
All right.
That was hard.
All right.
There's a story now in a French medical journal about two dudes in their 30s who got drunk. These are two French dudes in their 30s.
Oh,
yeah. Who got drunk.
To drink.
And decided to inject hemorrhoid cream into each other to make their man zones bigger.
Uh-huh.
These guys watched a YouTube tutorial on how to take Preparation H, inject it into yourself in the specific zone you want increased, and apparently, after enough drinks, this made sense to them.
This makes sense. I go
Both
to
of
the
them
bathroom,
were in so much pain, they had
yeah.
to go to the hospital the
hey,
next
that's
morning.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So they go to the hospital. The doctors
yeah, yeah, yeah.
told them to take painkillers because you need to reduce the swelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then they left and never came back. This makes the a medical journal in France with pictures, by the way. So I, of course,
so it worked, is what you're telling me. The swelling was amazing.
Well, the swelling deformed them. If you see the pictures, you wouldn't be like, oh.
It looks like they got a baked potato going on down there.
I would like to sit down. You wouldn't say that. You would say, gross. No.
That looks like it's having a problem.
Yeah. So I looked up the, let me see if I can find it. Darn it.
We just want to have a larger fromage.
Oh, here you go. You want me to show it to you?
Yeah. Sure, okay. Show it to me. I'd love to see it.
Coco, look away.
Coco, just look at it with me.
Okay, sir.
Oh, boy. Oh, it honestly, it's, you know, it's actually not as misshapen as I thought. It is definitely swollen.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Looks the like end is completely turned like sideways. It's so swollen, it twisted.
It's like purple.
I don't really see that. I guess I'm not seeing the picture. You're showing me a picture on your laptop through a Zoom meeting down across the internet
to
my house.
Right. But anyway, the bottom line is it. So if you have heard of this thing going around on YouTube,
do not do it. Take it from us.
Do not do it.
Be happy with the size that you have.
Yeah. Right.
That's my French accent, by the way.
He's selling Puss in Boots from Shrek.
I do?
Yeah.
Isn't he Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is the voice. Forget it. Never mind.
It was just that last sentence.
Never mind.
I am out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Why, Steve-O? Just why? Is it silly to ask him that? Can there even be a why? This one is for Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.